Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Very good. Well, you know, I want to share with you and our VFN Radio listeners the top three on the VFN Torch. And the first one I wanted to share, it's a great segment. It's Give Your Ear and Listen to Advice. And it's a wisdom moment that we encourage you. Encourage the VFM Radio listeners and all those that are listening that, you know, it's important. It's important to listen to advice. And the way of a fool is only interested in airing their own opinion, their own ways. And although, you know, we may or may not, you know, be a fool per se, but we may do some foolish things. But even a wise man or a wise woman understands that they don't know everything. And that it comes to a point in life where a wise person says, you know what, I may need to have a different point of view, you know, with many advisors, you know, plans succeed, another proverb says. And so it's time for us to give an ear and listen to advice. And Proverbs always talks about the ways of a wise man or woman and the ways of a foolish man or woman. And what we're trying to grow in wisdom, we're trying to grow in a way that God would want us to grow. You know, if we want to have right standing with God, we're going to listen to those who are walking in God and listen to some advice and counsel. So it's important to give an ear to that.
It's so funny to think about it. Why would anybody not want to listen to wisdom? I mean, come on. I mean, why would you not? Instead of the fact that they did not really have confidence in their standing, and they think if they hear something that's different, it will change their opinion.
Mm.
They're scared it will change them.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And it's like, hey, if it's right, it's right. People aren't going to change. It's going to make you, there's wisdom in the multitude of counsel. It'll make things stronger,
right.
You know, in
right.
your life. That's good, man. It's good.
The next one I want to share is the value of hard work. Is it still valuable? And it's, you know, Fitzkin, what we've been talking about today, and it's just like, oh my goodness. In fact, you share a segment, a part of this segment, Greg, where you talk about how you were running an elderly facility, assisted living facility, when you were 13, 14 years old. And at that young age, you were able to develop and learn and know what hard work was all about. And we're living in society today where a lot of young people, they just don't know the value of hard work. When you're taking the same time and the effort to go do an Occupy Wall Street, sitting 8 and 10 hours a day picketing a sign, those 8 or 10 hours you can invest doing something else productive, like working.
You know, it was pretty cool. You know, I would work, you know, and at the end of the week, I would get paid. It was a great concept.
Wow.
Yeah, I would ride the city bus. I would catch a bus from school, and they had the bus routes, if you ever rode buses, they never go exactly where you want them to go. You always have to go to the exchange where they have to get, they all meet in one place, and then you got to pick the other bus that takes you to the place you're going to go to. Mm-hmm. And I would go downtown and switch my buses and go to work. And I would work, you know, for the rest of the day. And of course, the summer times I would work as well. But I was taking care of about 40 different elderly residents, and from shopping, and we go and have like 10 buggies worth of groceries and help them out with the day. It's like having a whole bunch of grandmothers and grandfathers. It was wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it was work. You know, it was definite work. But I've always enjoyed, you know, being productive. It's actually, you know, that's Proverbs talks about, and it talks in Ecclesiastes talks about that if you want to have peaceful rest, you know, work hard.
Yeah.
You know, work hard.
I remember as you know, a young boy myself in middle school and high school, getting up at 5:30 in the morning. And that's when actually boys and girls actually deliver the newspaper. Now, you know, that's a job that adults do. But back then, people, you know, young kids would deliver the newspaper, go to school all day, and then afterwards work, you know, at a mall, at a retail store. And it was that hard work that, you know, I purchased my first car and all those different things like that. But
was that the same first car that I knew the first car?
No, no.
That was another one. That wasn't your first.
That wasn't affectionately. That was affectionately called the Blue Goose. Miguel called that the Blue Goose. Thanks, Miguel. But I actually had a blue Nissan. No, the very first car was the Mazda 626, and I actually bought that with my hard-earned dollars.
Mine was a Chevrolet Malibu. To save money on this car, they actually, instead of putting a muffler in the back, they use the air conditioner vent as a muffler. I would just breathe the exhaust. You know, I'm watching movies where people are killing themselves by pulling their car in the garage, and here I am, my exhaust is blowing right in my face, right? What's the new cologne you're wearing, Greg? Oh, it's exhaust.
Carbon monoxide.
It smells so authentic. Yeah, right. Well, like I got the 626 Mazda, by the way, because it looked like a Jaguar. You know, my dad said, "Son, there's no air conditioning in that car. You live in Florida. You know, right. I'm 17."
Right.
Oh, I don't care.
Dad, it looks so cool. Until I was sweating and peeling in the car everywhere I went.
Yeah.
But that's why we have wisdom. But we're talking about the value of hard work. Is it still valuable? And how we need to continue to share, you know, with our children and with everyone, really, that listen, this is a good thing. This is a good thing. And it's a way, our work is a way on how we actually honor God and we glorify God by how we work. The third one, the last one I want to talk about today is You Caught His Eye. And that was an awesome, awesome segment. Very, very encouraging that, you know, God loves you. God loves you. And instead of having, you know, a perspective sometimes that's God's looking at you and maybe you're in trouble. No, God's looking at you because he loves you. He's catching you in the act of doing great and amazing things. And every time that you choose to serve him, every time you choose to do something in a way that you're reaching out to him, he saw that. You caught his eye.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.